Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chavin Burke, and sometimes it happens on live, live radio. Sometimes I fuck it up. Take out the mic, and everything goes silent. That's what happens. So, everybody, thank you so much for being here. Again, if you're in the chat room, my beloved, beloved chat room people, let me know that you can hear me and that there are no more problems. Thank you, everybody, for getting me back up and running here. And I believe we can hear me. If you guys wouldn't mind letting me know that you can hear me, I would appreciate that. I can hear you. Cool. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Thank you, Live Paranormal, for getting me back up and running. Thank you, everybody, for staying here in the chat and hanging out while your host gets his shit together. Brian, I heard, was great. I heard that Brian was absolutely great. Brian, I want to have you on as a guest, all right? Okay, so we're just going to jump into the phone call, seeing as that I wasted about 15 minutes of everybody's time and precious time. So we got about 29 minutes here before 8 o'clock, and we're just going to continue with the phone calls. Here we go. And first caller. Hello.
You oh, my God. I thought we lost you. Schoenberg.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hello.
Is this Chad again?
This is officially Chad. I have not fallen off the face of the earth this time, so we're good.
Hey, it's Brian.
Who is
I'm
this?
So glad you finally got it all back up and running again. So I just...
Thank you so much. And thank you for...
more time. So,
no worries. Who am I talking to?
This is Brian.
Oh, Brian. Hey, what's going on? Hey, thank you for holding out and waiting for me. I do appreciate that. I heard that you carried over the show quite nicely.
Well, I carried over until Rob and Nikki took over. But yeah, I did my best. So, I used to do my own, I told you before, I used to do my own radio broadcast here on Block Talk Radio, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how
I
you did.
So.
You, your instincts took over.
My instincts kicked in, yes.
Wow, very nice.
So.
And like we chatted earlier in the week, you said that you were going to call in, and I said that you must, and you are fulfilling your promise.
Yes, I always keep my promises. So I was going to make sure that I was going to call you, but I didn't know if it would be this dramatic today, dramatic.
You know what that was? That was kind of like the Oscars, you know, when they got the wrong envelope. you know what I mean? Sometimes that happens, and sometimes that we cannot predict.
Sometimes that happens.
Just like in the paranormal, we cannot predict. You know?
Tonight's host is going to be Brian Corbin instead of Chad Lindbergh. But
exactly.
Then I was like, Chad,
tonight,
I'm here. I'm here.
Your host, Brian Gorman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Amazing.
I tried my best.
Brian, thank you for calling Haunted Hollywood. Did you have any burning questions or comments, or did you just want to call in to say hello?
Well, I just want to call in and say hello. Really, that's all I wanted to do. I can talk about my paranormal investigative past, but I don't want to, take up so much time. Like, I have so many great stories I could tell, but it's just...
How about this? Pick out your favorite one, pick out your number top story, and please share it with the audience.
Okay. I would say probably the most profound experience I had was back in my hometown. I live in Alton, Illinois. It's one of the most haunted, proclaimed to be one of the most haunted towns here in America. And there's this place called Mineral Springs Mall. And and it used to be a hotel. And it was, and one of the stories was about this, we call her the lady in white. And, her name was Pearl. I keep mixing up my history. Pearl. And she and her husband were staying at this hotel. And her husband, every night she would go out and he would go out to St. Louis and every night. And Pearl got to thinking, you know, is he cheating on me? What is he doing? Blah, blah, blah. And this started to eat up and consume her. And then she got so depressed or whatever with it that she actually committed suicide in one of the rooms upstairs in the Mineral Springs Mall. And it actually turned out her husband was actually going out and she was he was gambling all the money away. So it was one investigation. We went up to the exact room where she was where she said to be haunted, and we tried to make contact with her, and I had an EMF meter with me.
Sure.
And when I was using this EMF meter, when I was near to it, I was starting to get these spikes or whatever. I didn't know, to be perfectly honest, I didn't have any electronic devices on me. My cell phone was off, recorder was off, all that kind of stuff, because I didn't want my electronic equipment to interfere with the reading or whatever.
Which you can do, sure.
Yeah, so, and then I started asking Pearl to, like, change the temperature or whatever, and I would ask, can you bring it up to 60? And then the EMF reader would start going up to 60. Can you bring it down to 55? It would go down to 55. And what was kind of unique was, when I took a step back or whatever, or anything like that, it would just, the reading would start to disappear. And then if I stepped near it or whatever, it would go back up. So it was like, I don't know. But really when I had that experience, I felt like I was having like a very emotional feeling. I was like having a very emotional attachment with her because, you know, I've been down that road too. I can't admit that I've had suicidal tendencies because of how I was treated in school, and I feel for her. I mean, I would understand why, but I mean, it was just one of those. It was just that one experience that really has stuck with me for the rest of my life, and what's kept me being a paranormal investigator. So, that experience has led me to carry on from going outside of Mineral Springs to where I got to investigate Ashmore, not only with Nick Roth, but also with you. And I got to investigate with you a couple of times. So,
that's right.
But I think it's just one of those moments where, I think that's just like one of the moments where I kind of knew I want to do this. This is going to be my hobby that I actually care for. So, to everybody out there who's like, my advice to those who are too afraid or just skeptical about it, don't say that the paranormal is not real unless you go on a ghost hunt. Don't do those stupid ghost tours. Do a investigation, do a hunt. Get out there and do it. It's okay to be skeptical while you're still on the hunt, but, you know, don't expect things to happen just right then and there. Ghosts do not work on your schedule. They work on their schedule. So you just gotta be healthy, get lucky, and you'll get get an experience of a lifetime like I did. So
exactly.
The end.
Yeah, exactly. What's that? Go ahead.
So.
Oh, did you have an and?
No, there's no and.
So I agree. You know, it sounds like you had a very deep connection with your spirit, and you guys were able to connect on an emotional level. And, you know, some people connect with certain spirits more, just like we do in this life. You connect with certain people more than others. And, I'm glad that you've gone out and you're right. You know, people need to go out and get their hands dirty and go out and investigate and definitely come out with me or Nick Groff definitely is always got a tour going on and we'll do many more, my friend. And I'm so glad you called me. Thank you so much for bearing with me and taking over.
Thank you for resetting and taking out another hour of your time just to do the show. So
I appreciate that. And I think there's another show after me, so I don't know that we're going to go the full hour. I sort of blew that, but we're going to go to 8 o'clock here and at least get a few more calls here. So thank you, Brian, so much for giving me a call, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Well, we'll definitely talk soon, so I'll let you go, okay?
All right. Thanks so much, sir. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Here we are on Haunted Hollywood with Chavin Berg. I cannot thank all of you enough for being here and definitely letting me have a few flubs tonight. You know, it was going so well. It was going so well until technical difficulties. We got a few more callers here. The number to call in tonight is 347-202-0316. Again, that is 347-202-0316, everybody. We're going to jump into the next caller here and get that going. Looking in the radio chat here, thank you so much, Brian, for sharing that emotional story. And thank you for being here. We got a lot of people in the chat room. I want to give everybody a big old shout out there in the chat room. We got Sean. We got Live Paranormal. What's up, Rob? What's going on? We got Band Camp. We got Julia. We got Nikki. What's up, Nikki? Thank you both for taking over, Rob and Nikki. While I had that little flub, Robert, Valerina, Chris Walsh, and Bright Guy, of course, and Roxy, so Foxy. All right, everybody, let's take the next caller here. Let's see here. Where are we going? Where are we going? Where do we go? There we are. Hello, you are on Haunted Hollywood with Chavin Berg. Hello.
Would that be me?
Hello there. I can hear you. Can
hey,
you hear me?
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
Yes.
How are
bad, you?
I'm good.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
And here's the thing. Have you ever heard of an apartment being haunted, not by a ghost, but by elemental spirits?
Yes. An apartment, like an apartment being haunted?
Yes. By elemental spirits, not by a ghost.
Yeah. Absolutely. After I was done filming Ghost Doctors, I came home and I had an imp in my place. Do you know what an imp is?
Yes.
Yeah. An imp, for anyone listening, is kind of like a sneaky fairy, kind of like troll that's kind of like fucked up and likes to have fun with people. So you sound like you've got experience with something.
I was told I have elves in my apartment.
Really? Please tell.
I thought it was a ghost scenario, right? So I'm doing the sage and I'm doing the incense thinking that's a ghost. And here, and this guy who's a psychic told me they're elves, not a ghost. So now I have to redo my whole protection thing. I have to try like this banishment thing to try to get them out, which I would be happy if they went next door to my neighbor's place because I don't like my neighbors. So if they went over there, I'd be happy with that. But so yeah, I was told I got elves in my apartment.
Now, had you had any parent, like, any experience before? Like, have you seen things and kind of been open to this kind of thing?
Well, I'll tell you what. Ever since I moved in this apartment, I've had stuff happen. And, I mean, you get to traditional doors opening and closing by themselves, that kind of thing, and drawers
right.
that will open by themselves. But I have a lot of things that will vanish. They'll just be gone. Like this morning, between 5 and 10 o'clock, my remote control for my TV set is gone. It's totally disappeared. Usually I keep it on top of the TV, and the whole it's gone. Can't find it. So
wow.
I have that kind of stuff happen. So
have
I
you
was
ever
told
set up a
to
camera?
Put out. No, I don't think that would. I don't know if that would work. I don't know if that would pick anything up.
Because they're
but,
sneaky.
I'm sorry?
They're quite sneaky.
Well, yeah, because they seem to do it when I'm either in another room or when you're getting ready for bed and you turn the lights off. That's when I start hearing activity.
Ah, yes. Yes. So,
well, I was told to put out honey and milk.
Yes.
That's what I was told to do to try to get on their good side. But like I said, if I can banish them over to my neighbor's apartment, be happy with that because they're not nice people. I was curious whether you heard of any apartments or houses being, I don't know if the term it's haunted, maybe visited might be a better word. I don't know. But
absolutely.
Yeah, so,
I love that you called in with this. And what is your name again?
It's Ed.
Ed? Awesome. I'm so glad that you called me with this. And let me share an experience that I had in my place and kind of what I did. What I had was an imp, and an imp is kind of like a sneaky little troll. And as soon as I got home from filming Ghost Stalkers, you know, as soon as these things kind of know that you can hear them and see them, they kind of make themselves visible. Because elves and these little sneaky things, they don't want to be seen that much, and they're really, really sneaky. So one night, I'm on my couch, and all of a sudden, I see this black mass in the shape of like a 50-cent piece, and it ran along the side of my couch, and I had a friend over, right? And it ran over the side of my couch, and I lost sight of it. And then my friend looked over, and then caught sight of it, and it manifested from this large black mass into these long prickly fingers. And what it did is it sort of, we heard it run along the back side of the couch, and then she saw it manifest into these long fingers, and then it picked up the back of my shirt, hopped off the couch, and scurried off. Now, I've seen this thing crawl up the walls and sort of, they don't have a normal pattern. They kind of scurry around. There have been a couple of nights when I've heard it scurry from the restroom all the way to the bath, to the kitchen, you know. Now also, my friend John Tenney, who has, was in Ghost Stalkers with me, he has had a lot of experience with, elves recently. And we were just talking about this the other night. He's got a story with an elf where he kind of went through this ritual and sort of like ended up seeing an elf, and then he caught a photo of this elf, and then he's had nothing but problems with this elf. So what he had to do, is exactly what you said. I think if you made an offering, if you put out honey and milk, I think that would be a good thing.
I'll tell you what threw me off was I actually was on the bed reading a magazine, and something was beside the bed, and it growled at me. And then this one night, only once that I'd seen it, this, like, shadow thing, like a snake bends because they don't have the vertebrae that we have, this thing,
yeah.
I swear, came out from under my bed and up over the footboard of the bed onto the mattress. But it didn't bend like a human would bend. It bent like a snake would and like it had nothing in its spine, and it could just like curve onto the bed. And I kicked at it, and it seemed surprised that I saw it, and I kicked it, and it vanished.
Oh my gosh.
I wasn't sure what I was dealing with. Now, I've lived here 15 years, and there's also this blue. Now, see, I was thinking it was a djinn, you know, a genie kind of thing, because this blue skin thing showed up. He had blue skin, and he was in the front room, and he seemed surprised that I saw him, but he didn't seem, I didn't get a bad vibe from him, though.
Right.
But this thing, now the way my apartment is, to go from my bedroom to my kitchen, you make like a U-turn kind of thing, but you have to go through the living room to do that U-turn into the kitchen. And there's this thing sitting in my recliner chair. And now my apartment at night gets enough light from, say, from the street light outside that I don't need to turn the light on to see where I'm going. And this thing was in the chair. And I stopped just as I come out from the bedroom, and I'm looking at it, and its head slowly turned and looked directly in my direction. And I just went on into the kitchen, and I don't know, I think I got some juice or something, but till I turned back around, the thing was gone. And I said, you know, if you're going to sit in my chair, you should probably ask my permission. Well, the next thing you know, my chair broke. It broke my chair. So I haven't fixed that chair because it's my favorite chair, but a bolt, because it's like a new chair, but the bolt completely snapped. And it's like a galvanized bolt. It's not rusted or anything, but it broke my chair.
Gosh.
So I've had a lot of different things in this apartment.
You have. You absolutely have. I think, let's just try something out, you know, and I would definitely want you to call back in the future because I find this absolutely fascinating. I think definitely put out some honey and milk, like make an offering. Like, in what I did to get the imp out of my place is I went outside and I took like a brick, like a big, huge brick rock. I basically set up kind of like an altar for this thing. And I went out and I put like a cracker, like dipped in like a holy water. And it was a whole process. And I kind of made an offering. And so I think maybe if you do that, maybe it might give it a place to go. Maybe it doesn't know where to go. So it's just going to cause a bunch of trouble for you. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't the holy water and drive it away from the cracker?
No, not necessarily. I don't know. And as soon as I did that, it was gone. Your intention with it, you know what I mean? My intention, like I went out there, I cut down bushes, I set up a chair for it almost. And then I, you know, kind of did this thing like an offering and then it was gone. And I don't know that we'll take care of it, but it's a start.
We have a lot of native, like this place is, it's all Native American country here.
There you go.
So,
yep.
And we've had a lot of people die in this area, so I don't know if that has anything to do with all this.
Absolutely. You know, so much activity happens near, like, a Native American sacred land, you know, it's not your apartment. I would figure out what's going on with the land, what happened there years ago, you know, and ask some of your neighbors. I bet you maybe they've had experiences too, but everybody's too afraid to, like, ask, you know?
Well, I do know that there was activity in the apartment across from where I live because the neighbors that lived across there told me so.
Right.
But a guy committed suicide in the apartment directly. I'm on the top floor. There's nobody living above me. But the guy that lived underneath my apartment, the one tenant killed himself. He hung himself in that apartment.
Wow.
And since ghosts
It sounds like there's a lot going on in that apartment building. There's a lot going
on. Yeah, I don't think they're just staying in one spot, but for some reason, I seem to be more aware of what's going on than they are. But I do know that the neighbors fight a lot. They fight a lot. So I think something's acting on them in a different manner.
It could, and playing into it, you know, and they just don't realize that, you know, and they're sort of harnessing that negative energy. So I think being aware of it is incredibly awesome and a gift, and you should definitely embrace that. And, you know, I think sort of maybe making like a place for them to go, for whatever's in your apartment to go. Maybe
I'm
we'll subscribe all the activity. You know, try that, and then definitely call back, and we'll try something else. So I love that you called in, Ed. Seriously, it's so nice to meet you.
Well, yeah, I appreciate your insight. I'm going to try that idea here, see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean,
why can't
I get a leprechaun with gold, you know? I mean, I don't want an elf. Give me a leprechaun with gold.
Right?
Or lottery numbers. Why can't I get an elf with lottery numbers?
I don't know. Maybe ask them. Be like, yo, elves, hook me up. What's the deal?
Maybe Santa, you know?
Exactly.
Maybe I got a connection with Santa.
Ed, you've been amazing. What a terrific call. Thank you. Thank you so much. And please call again.
Yeah, you take care of yourself.
All right. You as well, Ed. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wow, that was a terrific call. Holy shit. Wow. I love that. I love that. Talking about elves. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen. Haunted Hollywood. I love that. I love that. I love people calling in and asking me and advice. And like I said, I'm not an expert, but I can talk on experience and what I've experienced and what has worked for me. So it's super cool. Thank you, Ed, for that amazing call. I believe I got a little bit of more time here since we had the flub. I got a few calls here, so we'll at least get through these calls. And all right, here we go. Next caller. Hello, you're on Haunted Hollywood with Chad Lindberg. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my God, I'm such a big fan.
Oh, thank you so much. Who am I talking to?
This is Zach, and not Zach Bagan. This is Zach with a K.
Zach, how you doing?
Man, it's FDK.
It's
oh
nice
my God.
To meet you, sir. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so good tonight.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Welcome to Haunted Hollywood. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. Glad to hear you're doing well tonight.
Yeah, this has been a great show. I'm such a fan of the paranormal. That Brazil video you talked about, I saw that. That is some scary stuff.
You did, right? Isn't that crazy? Now, at first, I'm thinking, okay, someone's got to be yanking on that door, but that door is being yanked on pretty hard.
Oh, my gosh, it was nuts.
You know,
okay,
and then
so
when
I,
you look at
have...
it. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I want to make this quick just because I know there's other people.
Yeah, no worries, man.
So, yeah. So, have you seen the Nick Gross series Paranormal Lockdown?
I have, and Nick is a good friend of mine. So yeah, absolutely
yeah,
have.
So episode, I think it was number one at the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum when they caught that apparition.
Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about? So that was
right.
Nuts. And that reminded me a lot of the episode where you were in, I can't remember, the locations. Yeah, in Ghost Doctors.
Old
I still remember
Memorial
the location, though.
Hospital. Old Memorial
yes.
Hospital.
Yes, and then you
yeah.
caught that almost the same-looking apparition.
Yes. There was an apparition for everybody listening on Ghost Doctors. It was actually the first location that we went to. I was in the building in the hospital by myself and getting all these gurneys moving and noises. And then in the hallway, you see this man. Clearly, it's a full figure, and he's walking somewhere, and he's going somewhere. He's going somewhere specific,
mm-hmm.
And it was one of the most amazing apparitions I've ever seen. Well, I didn't see it, but the camera actually picked up.
That it was insane. I recommend people to watch it. It looks to me, though, like just me being the paranormal weirdo I am, I love that. It looks to me like the same ghost as the same episode, you know, the similar, whatever Nick caught that night, you caught that night
right.
as well. So like the same type yeah. of entity. Do you have anything like to comment on that?
Well, you know, I whether or not it was the same entity, I don't know. You know, I think different entities inhabit different places. I do think they can travel. They can definitely travel. However that is, I still don't know whether it's a portal or, you know, there are so many things
yeah.
we just don't know with our human brains.
I mean,
but
it looks, to me it looks mm-hmm. like it could be the same looking entity or maybe like the same producer in a suit, you know, like Justin Theragun or Chris Bray.
Oh yeah, sure. Well, I can guarantee you it's no producer in a suit. One thing that I pride myself on, and Nick certainly prides himself on, is nothing is manifested. Nothing is fake. You know, we film a show. You know, we have producers and we film during the day, and you know, we gotta film
Thank
the
God.
Episode. We gotta film the actual location and film, you know, the people that work there, and then. At night, you know, I can say on Ghost Stalkers, you know, everybody went home. And
I'm glad that you clarified just because.
Oh, absolutely. And
know.
Same with Nick. I can say that, you know, when they're out there by themselves. And, you know, I have no interest in doing a show where it's faked. You know, to me, I know it's real and I've experienced what's real. And man, there's nothing like it. And, you know, it's a huge thrill. So. I can assure you that
I mean,
what you see is absolutely real.
Yeah, because I had so many arguments with friends of mine who were like, that looks like it's someone in a suit. And then I showed them that clip from your episode, and they're like, oh, it looks like the same person in a suit. And it just bothered me.
Well, you know, and to be fair to your friends, I agree. It looks so good that it looks fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, they look so good that it looks fake, and I don't blame people. Like, when I see certain – like, we were just talking about the door slam, you know, and the mosque in Brazil, like, you know, like we saw it and I believe it's real. You believe it's real, but there's a part of us still that's like, I don't know, you know?
I know. I totally understand. I mean, it's just nice to hear it wasn't fake.
Oh yeah. I can assure you, I can promise you. And hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking and you know, making sure. And I can promise you that, yeah, it's all real. And, you know, every scream was real and genuine.
Well, I know you're a good actor, but I know that probably wasn't acting.
Well, exactly. And thank you, by the way. And that's one thing a lot of people say, well, you know, weren't you acting? And I say, I'm a good actor, but I'm not that good. You know, no one is that good. If you can't feel the true fear radiating off my body, you know, because it was terrifying, you know, being in these really, really effed up haunted locations by myself. Yeah, you know, crazy times.
Yeah.
So,
I don't want to be too long. I just got one more little skeptical question.
Sure.
Yeah, why did Nick Groff quit Ghost Adventures?
Well, that's a question, you know, that's their business. You know, Nick's a good friend of mine. And, you know, everything that happened with them, that's their business. And I got to leave it at their business. And, you know, what I can say is Nick produced my show and we became friends and, you know, but as far as, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, I was a huge fan of their show for a long, long,
yeah.
long, long time. And all three of the guys were instrumental in opening this doorway to the paranormal for me. So,
uh-huh.
You know,
yeah, well,
I have nothing. Sure,
go
ahead.
I'm with a buddy of mine, and he's got a question too, if that's cool. We're both listening.
Yeah, sure. Yep, go ahead.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I have a question. Now, when I was watching
all your guys'
episodes, I was wondering how amazing it would be if you could, like, catch one of the entities. Like, is there any, like anything come up in the scientific field that, you know, in the paranormal field where you could combine the two fields and catch, like, an entity? Because I was talking to my friends, and I always thought, like, that's the proof. That's the one thing we're missing. Tell everyone, hey, this could happen, that there are ghosts or spirits, and we actually just catch one.
Well, Ghost Asylum is that, and they haven't gotten one yet, so I don't know.
Well, do you think they don't have the right technology?
Well, you know, there is new technology being developed all the time, absolutely. But what I tell people is, number one, go out and do it. You know, so many people want to see the proof, and yes, we would love to see the absolute proof. And there is video of things happening. I can assure you everything in Ghost Stalkers, the video evidence that you saw, everything is 110% real. But there's a part of you that still doesn't believe it because you haven't gone out and experienced it. So I would say, go out. There are places that are haunted. Go look up ghost groups. You know, go out and investigate yourself. And because there's a lot of great evidence on tape and stuff that I've seen, but there's a part of you that still doesn't believe it entirely. So, yes, they are developing new equipment to be able to hopefully sort of lift the veil a little bit more on the paranormal. And I say, you know, the best instrument, the best tool is yourself. You know, your body is going to tell you when you experience something much better than an instrument will.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
And
so you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for calling. And please call back. And thank you for listening. Unbelievable. Thank you.
Well, guys, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Take care. God bless.
All right. Right back at you guys. Thank you so much for calling. Bye-bye.
Yep. Have a good
Whoops, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry. And have a good one. Thank you so much for calling. I do appreciate that. Wow, a lot of wonderful, wonderful, amazing calls tonight. So many people listening. A lot of people in the chat room. And I do appreciate that. You guys are amazing. I am Chad Lindberg. This is Haunted Hollywood. Looks like we got a couple more calls, and I believe Rob and Nikki here at Live Paranormal are going to let me go over a few more minutes here so we can sort of make up for the flub that I had earlier. We're not going to mention that anymore, are we? No. All right, here we go. Let's answer the next phone call here. Here we go. Hello, you're on Haunted Hollywood with Chad Lindberg. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, this is Robin.
Hey, how's
how
it
are
going?
You?
Who is this?
This is Roxy.
Roxy, so Foxy. What is up, Roxy?
How
so
are
Foxy?
You? Well,
how are you?
That story that was told about the little trolls or elves.
Yeah.
Reminds me of something that I don't tell everybody, but I guess I'm about to. Because,
well, please,
you know,
you're only on with many people who are listening right now, but Roxy Foxy, it is just you and I.
Right. Just us.
Yes.
Yes, I was pregnant with Jake.
Okay.
I hated my husband. My cousin's sitting over here laughing at me now because I'm about to tell this story. So I slept on this big couch in our living room. We lived out on a hunting lodge, and so I always slept with the windows open. It was, you know, beautiful to look out there and try to go to sleep. And one night I was laying there, and I was not asleep yet. And I saw something looking at me through the window. And they were low windows. They were probably about 4 feet off the ground. And it was turned at a slight angle with its eyes cut over in my direction. Huge nose, just terrifying looking. To the point that I did what you see people do in horror movies, which was close my eyes really tight and hope it wasn't there when I opened them again.
Right.
But it was. And
still staring
the only
it.
Thing
staring.
Yeah, the only thing that I've been able to describe it as, and I've described it to everybody, it had to be a leprechaun. There's nothing else it could be. And so everybody else, you can hear this over here. This is hilarious.
Yeah, somebody finds this extremely funny.
It scared me so bad that I jumped and ran to where my husband was sleeping and got in bed because I was terrified. And, you know, people now, of course, think it's hilarious to this time of year around St. Patrick's Day to, you know, call me and tell me when that movie's on, that something else I enjoy is on, so I'll flip over to it. But, I mean, it was truly scary. It scared me to the point where I just, you know, I so seldom tell that story.
And I'm very glad that you did. And I'm so kidding. Now, when you woke, when you saw it, it was locking eyes with you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, can you describe the face to me?
Yeah. It was very angular face and a very big nose, like really exaggerated big nose.
Like floppy almost?
Almost. Yeah.
Okay.
It was just, was exaggeratedly big and really, really thick eyebrows. And I know how crazy it sounds, but I also know what I saw, you know, because it was still there when I opened my eyes again.
Looking at you, was there any sort of like was it smiling at you?
It was smiling huge. Yes. Big, big smile.
Wow. So obviously this little thing knew that it was scaring you.
Right, because it was still there.
And
you know, we lived behind a levee. We lived on a hunting reserve where there were two families, including us, that lived there year-round. And, you know, it just scared me. And I don't know. I've been scared ever since.
When did this happen again?
It's been about 11 years ago because I was pregnant with Jake.
Years ago. And so, okay, and then you said about 4 feet tall?
It had to be about that, yeah, because that's as high as the windows were.
Wow, and you didn't see this thing ever again?
No, not again.
Interesting. What about the ears?
I didn't notice the ears because there was so much hair.
You were in shock. You were in shock.
Well, that too, and there was a lot of hair.
a lot of hair, like furry?
A lot of hair. Not necessarily
like
furry, just a lot of, it wasn't a lot of skin hair that I could see, but I couldn't see anything but the head, really, the head and neck.
Wow.
Like I said, he was turned at an angle and then just cutting his eyes really sharp over to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so hard to say what the, I mean, it sounds like it could have been, you know, a troll, an elf. I mean, who fucking knows? You know what I mean? Like, that's what just blows my mind. And what's interesting, it's like, you know, it scared you so bad that you really don't talk about it, you know? I think a lot of people need to, like, think about that because so many people, you know, come out with their stories and they just assume that everything is, and some things are creepy and weird and paranormal, but, you know, sometimes there's a logical explanation for something, you know, and they just want to tell you right away, but you don't want to share it. And I think that's the more interesting story, is the story that you don't want to share because it scares the living fuck out of you because something really was there, and it was something so that you couldn't process, like a little furry creature. What the hell is that?
Right, exactly. And I have a friend that I'm sure some of the people in chat know. His name is John, and he's from the UK, and his grandparents were Scottish. And he was telling me when I finally, you know, we were just talking about different things one night, and I finally kind of got the nerve to tell him, and he was telling me that he was not one of the people that would laugh at me because his granddad saw one almost exactly the same that I described, and his grandmother was pregnant when he saw it. So that made it even more freaky for me because, you know, I was pregnant. Don't
right.
know early that that had nothing to do with it, but then again, I mean, I don't know, but it was, I know it scared me.
Interesting. So you were pregnant
more
at
than,
the time.
More than anything, yeah, more than anything else that's ever happened to me.
Interesting. And to be clear, you were pregnant at the time you said that, correct? You were
I
pregnant.
Was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, about
which is interesting. So I don't know. I, you know, I'm told, and only from just hearing stories, that elves respond to childlike nature, and you were embodying a child. So I don't know. I'm just throwing weird possibilities out there and trying to connect, you know, the dots. But interesting. I Roxy, so Foxy, I'm, and for those of you listening, I'm going to see Roxy, so Foxy here in next week, right? Holy shit, balls.
Yep.
Next week.
Weekend,
yeah.
I know.
Next week at the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital in South Pittsburgh in Tennessee. Everybody, definitely, if you're interested in coming to this event, there still are tickets. It's a two-night, overnight investigation. And there are, speaking of weird entities, there are reports of a half-man, half-goat creature at this location. What do you think about
yeah,
that, Roxy?
So that.
Yeah, she can't wait. Exactly. She's on board.
I can't wait. No.
You know, forget about the scary little elf. We are not afraid of the big 7-foot creature. And did you mention
exactly.
Bandcamp? Yes, Jennifer, a.k.a. Bandcamp, is listening.
Yes.
And I know that she's very
excited,
very,
but freaking. Yeah.
She's frightened. Is frightened. Jennifer, if you're listening, I would not go if I were you. I would not go. I cannot believe that you're going.
You're so
wow. I love it. Love giving everybody a hard time. And Roxy, so Foxy, thank you for calling into Haunted Hollywood with Chad Lindbergh tonight. I do appreciate it. And thank you for being in the chat room. And everybody, Roxy, so Foxy is an OG badass bitch who started the movement. So if you are interested in becoming a badass bitch or a badass bro, please reach out to Roxy, so Foxy on Twitter and Dashing Dana.
That's it. Well,
that's it.
I think Zach that called him would make a really good badass bitch, so he needs to contact us.
Who does?
Zach that called in earlier.
Oh, Zach, yes. Everybody, if you're interested in being a badass bitch or a badass bro, please let Roxy know. That rhymed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roxy, so Foxy, for calling in, and I'm going to see you here next week.
See you next week, bud. Take care.
All right. That sounds good. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Amazing, everybody. This has been an incredible hour of Haunted Hollywood. There is one more caller here that I'm going to take before we end the show. I got to say, you know, this started out great, and then I had the flub of, 2017, and then we bounced back hard. I got to say thank you so much to Rob and Nikki of liveparanormal.com. Everybody go follow them there at liveparanormal.com and on Live Paranormal on Twitter. Okay, now here we go for the last caller of the evening. This is going to be good. I don't know who it is. We don't know who it's going to be. And here we go. Hello, you are on Haunted Hollywood with Chad Lindbergh. Hello.
Would that be me?
Hello. That would be you. Hi.
Chad, we talked a little bit ago. The elves.
Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing? Welcome back, Ed.
Hey, I just wanted to listen. I wasn't expecting you to take the call. That woman, Roxy, that called, I think it sounds more like a troll, but not all trolls are bad. And a lot of these elementals, they have like a telepathic almost ability that they can sense people. like the Allison I have, they're not bad. They're not like mean to me. They're just
right.
mischievous.
Mischievous.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. Now, I was curious whether Roxy lived by like a running stream or a pond, because a lot of times if you live near a body of water, especially a running stream, that seems to attract certain entities there. I have a running stream out front from where I live. That's why I was curious.
I can ask her right now. She is in the chat room, and she'll let us know here. She was living near water at the time, and yes, you know, I agree. You know, a lot of sometimes activity does. Oh, as she's saying, yes, actually. Hold on. She's I don't know if she's listening. Let's see. Did you live near water at the time? Let's see here. I don't know that she's listening anymore, but yes, it very well could have been a troll. It's very hard to say.
Well, something 4 feet that tall. Usually, trolls are like the stronger, bigger type elementals or whatever you want to call them. But 4 feet tall—that's pretty big.
Yeah, that is, she just wrote me now and said yes, she lived next to a lake and a Mississippi. So, that is a possibility that the troll was, said they live in that area. Possibly.
Well, the thing is, a lot of these elementals, they live in communities, so I'm sure there was more than just that one.
The troll community.
Yeah, like a lot of these, like, you know, you always hear about leprechauns banding together and all that stuff. So a lot of these elementals live in their own, like, communities. So I'm sure there's other ones around that area. And I would guess it would be centered around the water area.
It very well could be.
But it very well could be.
I'm going to see Roxy next week, and I'll pick her brain more and... Ed, I'm so glad you called back in, and please call back when you have tried the honey in the water, and I'm so curious. I'm so curious now.
Okay, will do.
All right, that sounds good, and I'm so glad you called back, Ed. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, cheers. Cheers, bye-bye. Amazing calls tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta say, it's been just an amazing, amazing treat this evening for myself to receive all these calls. I would say at least double the amount of people in the chat room this time than last week. And sounds like we have a lot more callers, listeners as well. And thank you, everybody, for hanging out and watching, or continuing to listen, even though I had my huge flub-up of March 2017. But it happens, you know. Live, people. It's fucking live. I want to give a big shout-out and thank you to Rob and Nikki of Live Paranormal, who jumped on here and took over when things got hot and things got serious. Be sure to tune in for their radio show. When is your radio show there, Nikki and Rob? You're in the chat room. When are you guys on? And thank you, everybody, for being here. I do appreciate it tonight. There it is. Nikki says, good. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate that. Thanks, Rob and Nikki, everybody in the chat room. Everybody, be sure to thank Rob and Nikki. And their show is on this week sometime, I believe. Anytime. When Nikki, hey, if you can hear me, when is your show on, so I can let people know. And let's see here. What else? Everybody. Oh yes, the Face Your Fears 4 is officially sold out, ladies and gentlemen. We are super, super excited. The event that we have at the Howe Waffle House in Orange County is sold out. It is sold out, and that is good times, and I'm very, very excited about that. So thank you, everybody, so much. If you're interested in coming to the event at the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital in South Pittsburgh in Tennessee, get your tickets at Ghost Hunts USA. That's where you can go. Where can you find me? If you're interested in any of the jewelry that you see me wearing, go to BeyondBadassParanormal.com. That is BeyondBadassParanormal.com, where we have a lot of necklaces and bracelets with healing and protection stones and whatnot. Go check us out there. If you're interested in following me in any of my social media, if you're not already, it's Chad Lindberg. On Twitter, on LifeMe now, on Instagram, on just about everything. Chad Lindberg, there it is, folks. What else here do we have here before we say goodbye? Again, thank you all so much for being here tonight. A lot of people in the chat room. Thank you again for holding out through my flip flop. And that's just the way it goes, everybody. Listen, since I've been on for a gazillion hours, I'm going to end the show here 3 minutes early. And thank everybody for calling in tonight. Join me next Wednesday for Haunted Hollywood with Chad Lindberg. I'm your host. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here tonight. Thank you for everybody for calling in. You rock. Until next time, my friends. Talk to you soon. Be well. Thank you so much. Cheers.